Would anyone like to share? You there in the back, come on down.
They say free when you're single doubt. The red, well, it filters through.
Welcome to The Big Plantation, yet another Liberty TV production. I'm your host, Merson. Fascism is over if you want it. Now, the first subject I want to touch on today would be the Ron Paul Revolution. Now, the Ron Paul Revolution, if you are a Ron Paul supporter, you would notice that the Ron Paul Revolution has slowly dimmed out. But it hasn't. It hasn't dimmed out. The Ron Paul campaign may have dimmed out, but the revolution hasn't. There are still millions of men and women out there, people as a whole, that feel a certain way about what's going on with our country, our so-called country, and everybody involved in the system. Ron Paul himself, he says, it is an act of treason to tell truth in a sea of lies. Now, that's very true. You know, truth is far and few in politicians. I mean, he's got to be the first one I ever heard say any truth. He tells how it is. And unfortunately, this is why he will not be president, because the majority of the, I like to call them sheeple, of our country look at this and they don't want to hear truth. They want somebody to sit there and tell, candy coat everything and tell them, oh, everything's going to be all right. You know, we're just going to print some more money and fix the whole economy by us giving you more money that we printed up in the Federal Reserve. And, you know, everybody's like, ooh, yippee, tax break. And they don't realize that, hey, this is going to come back to bite them in the rear end. But to get back on the Ron Paul Revolution, it really bugs me, because, you know, I was an avid supporter of Ron Paul. I was there at the Philadelphia rally where we declared the second declaration of independence, and it was powerful. There was 5,000 people there, all kinds of different signs, everything from, you know, abolish the IRS to, you know, destroy the New World Order and destroy the CFR. It was real powerful. There were people from all spectrums of the political arena there. And I've been pretty educated, and I've followed Ron Paul for a good portion of my life. And I am only 24. I'm going on 25, so I'm pretty young in the political arena compared to most people. But I am an avid supporter. I've been making movies here on YouTube. You can find me at youtube.com/MERCEN144. That's Merson 144. And I've been making movies for Ron Paul, exposing the CFR, basically anything. And this is anything that has to do with educating people, waking them up. This is a better way. I've found a better way to educate people, and it's through me speaking to you and educating you with what I have learned through my quest for knowledge. I've read about 4,000 books ever since I graduated high school. I mean, the funny thing is, I didn't read when I was in high school because they made it pretty boring to read. So I maybe read 3 books in high school, and then I got out of high school and I decided to read 4,000 books. So I'm a speed reader. I keep, you know, on tabs on news and, you know, everything's going on in the world, so I'm always up on the game on what's happening. Current events, big time. But, you know, current events have to pertain to past events. You look at past events, you look at history, because history repeats itself. Everything that we deal with today has something to do with the past. And it's a pretty powerful thing when you got something so important, yet it's so neglected in the school system. People just don't understand history. And history is so very important. I mean, basically everything you learn in high school is nothing but a load of crap. Period. There's nothing educational out of it. All it is they take people and they build them up and they make them into superheroes. Superman, might I say. And they don't tell the people the truth about what happened in our history. And when you find out the truth, you find out that you've been betrayed with something that you took like dear. You believed it. You're told something you believe, and then you start not believing things. So this is one subject I'll be touching on many of times, is history. I'll also be talking about 9/11. I'll also be talking about religion and the economy. The economy is a big thing that I'm also very educated in. Also the Constitution. I am very big, avid supporter of going back before the Constitution. I'm talking your God-given inalienable rights that nobody can take from you. It just makes me upset that there's some people out there that think they can do things to me that they have absolutely no right to. And you know why they have no right to? Because I'm right. They're not. Well, let's get started, you know. Ron Paul, love the guy, you know. Unfortunately, a couple weeks ago, I fell out of my Ron Paul meetup group. And it was because I was exposing truth. And I was trying to get people on the bandwagon to impeach some neocons, the two neocons that I was trying to get them to hop on and impeach, and at least bring to other people's attention that they were committing crimes against the people of the United States. When I say the United States, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking about the capital United States of America. I'm talking about lowercase United States of America. I'm talking about the individual states. I happen to be a Pennsylvanian, so I abide by the Pennsylvania state constitution. The federal constitution doesn't pertain to me because I am not a federal citizen. Technically, I am. I mean, honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I was born and my parents signed me up for enslavement. They gave me a social security card. And I pay taxes to the IRS. But this isn't for much longer. I'm young, but I know a lot of people that have been in the tax protesting arena. And I plan on one day, you know, not exactly joining them, but not paying my taxes. Because I don't want to finance a warmongering, murderous machine that is taking over the world like an octopus with eight legs. I can't even get into it. It got me angered. But I was in the Ron Paul revolution here to get back on track and doing everything I can. I'm out on, you know, the streets with signs waving. I'm, you know, getting people to donate money besides myself. Convince people, you know, hey, we need to go back to the Constitution. You know, Austrian economics. Hey, free trade, you know, free market. Imagine how good the economy would be if there were all kinds of restrictions and controls on the free business. I mean, talking free people, like you and me, just running a business. Why do we have to be restricted and controlled? There's so many stupid little laws. You look at things like OSHA. I mean, I went to an OSHA course a couple weeks ago, and I just couldn't believe it. Oh, I can't put a stepladder up against the wall because OSHA says so. Now, why can't I put a stepladder up against the wall? It's perfectly safe, you know? But, you know, this is a stupid law, so then they can fine you because it's U.S. code. You have to understand how the whole U.S. code works, and we'll be getting into this. And the Ron Paul Revolution, back on track again. I had a, you know, little fight with the people in the meetup, and they didn't want me scaring people away from Ron Paul. Okay, So scaring people away from Ron Paul. So now, you know, they're telling me, you know, they're going to restrict my speech, and I'm not allowed to tell other people that support Ron Paul who are open to hearing out truth. Because the reason they found Ron Paul was they were in the search of truth. They found truth somewhere along the way, and they found Ron Paul. Because that's the only way you could find Ron Paul. You're not going to get it from the media. So here's somebody that's, you know, got an open mind. I figure, hey, I'll plant a seed. You know, get them farther in. They can learn a little more. But, you know, unfortunately, some people didn't like the fact that, you know, I was scaring people. I mean, it's scary. If you think about it, it's scary. There's nothing easy that's going to be coming to us in the next couple months, couple years. It's going to be very hard, and it's going to be very scary. And you should be scared. And I'm not a fearmonger here. I'm not trying to get you scared, but you should be scared. If you're not scared, then there's something wrong with you. You don't have human feelings. Human feelings say, hey, you should be scared. Especially if you know what's going on politically. It's scary. Very scary. So I decided, you know, there was something about this. The Ron Paul revolution just wasn't rubbing right with me. And I was like, I mean, it's not as much the revolution as I am leaving the revolution as the revolution has left me. I was always a little ornery about it. Or not ornery, I was a little cautious about how Ron Paul was a Republican and how he wouldn't run on a third-party ticket. Well, I had a real realization a couple weeks ago, you know. What Ron Paul is he's an endorsement. If I endorse Ron Paul for president, I am endorsing the system that he is trying to fix. And the system does not need to be fixed. The system needs to be abolished. All right? So Ron Paul is just a temporary fix. All right? He just fixes us. You know, he's going to take the system and get rid of almost all the federal government, but keep some of it. And I'm all for getting rid of the federal government. Because the state government is where it should be at. Constitutionally. Alright? Now, he may not realize, and a lot of people may not realize, how important it is to have a state constitution. State constitution, and even our original organic constitution, which has been thrown out the window. Because a lot of people don't realize that the Constitution that Ron Paul is trying to save is not the Constitution that pertains to anybody that is a free man. Okay? It pertains to somebody that is a slave. That is a slave. Okay? To the corporation of the United States of America. Because the United States of America that the President Bush currently resides as president as is a corporation. Okay? It's in profit making. It's a corporation. It's no different than Walmart. A lot of people fail to understand this. It's not really hard to figure out. All you got to do is open up the U.S. code book, okay? Because they don't pass laws in corporations. They pass codes, all right? You open up the code book. Okay, what's the definition of the United States of America? So you look up the United States of America, right? And it says a corporation. Okay, simple enough. You look up citizen. Okay, you look up citizen. What does it say under citizen? Oh, property of the corporation. So that makes you a slave. Even though your original constitution guaranteed that you would not be made a slave and that slavery was unconstitutional, this new constitution that they so kindly amended for us makes you a slave. It's got nicer words, though. It's the government is sovereign. Tells you the government is sovereign, and that is the biggest lie ever, because you are sovereign. What sovereign means is you hold the highest authority, okay? The government's sovereign means the government holds the highest authority. So everybody's worried about the North American Union taking away the USA sovereignty. Oh, you should be worried. Yeah, right? Well, yeah. That's not the worst of your worries. I mean, you should worry about your own sovereignty. Your own sovereignty. Your right to be God-given, inalienable, free. Like, you don't understand. You have a right to be free because you are right. All right? The government does not know what's best for you. They may think they do, but they don't. And honestly, the government is irrelevant. And if we all just start changing the way we think and looking at the government and as an irrelevant corporation that it is, no different than Walmart. I mean, like, if Walmart was telling you what to do, what would you say? You would say no. You would say, bite me, you know? Get a life. You need to look at the government the same way. Because they're not the government. They're just the corporation of the United States of America. And they have no power over you. Unless you want them to. So, I think Ron Paul failed to touch this subject. It's a very important subject. It gets really deep. And it goes all the way back before the Constitution. Originally, our country was set up by people that, you know, didn't leave England because they were being taxed to death. Believe it or not, there were a few people that, you know, didn't like being taxed to death, but mainly they were people that already lived here in the United States or in the original 13 colonies, and they already lived here, and they didn't like the fact that they got taxed more than people in England because they were living in the colonies. So other than that, this country was set up by people that were seeking religious freedom. Now, religious freedom from the state-sanctioned freedom in England, okay, still exists to today. It exists here in the United States as well. A lot of people think, you know, that we've had a revolution and we're free from England, and it's not necessarily true. It's part of the Queen's holdings, and we are still slave to the Queen. So, not just the queen, but the queen and king, whenever the next king pops up, you know, the whole system still works that way. Another thing is I'm going to be exposing a lot about bankers. The bankers run the world. I mean, a lot of people know this stuff, but it's always nice to know a little something something, you know. Ron Paul is pretty much lit a firecracker underneath everybody's chair, like he said in his farewell speech, I would like to call it, because he basically said he's going to take the fight all the way to the end, but he's going to focus on his congressional election a little more, because I understand, you know, I completely sympathize with his position. I'm glad the man stood up for what he did, because he did, you know, and he could have very likely ended up with a bullet. You know, I really think these guys wanted to take him out, and I'm glad the man's still alive for now. I'm glad he's still alive. I don't know what else to talk about right yet. This is my first podcast, so I'll think of some other things, and we'll get things together, and we'll talk about it, all right? This is Merson at the Big Plantation, Liberty TV Productions. Peace out.
See you right again. This change you won't contain. Slip away to clear your mind. Who made it show? single doubt.